pulsar radio emission mechanism 2. On the origin of relativistic Langmuir solitons in pulsar plasma, by S.K. Minhajur Rahman et al. Observations suggest that coherent radio emission from pulsars is excited in a dense pulsar plasma by curvature radiation from charge bunches. Numerous studies propose that these charge bunches are relativistic charge solitons which are solutions of the nonlinear Schrödinger equation, NLSE, with a group velocity dispersion, g, cubic nonlinearity, q, and nonlinear Landau damping, s. The formation of stable solitons crucially depends on the parameters g, q and s and the particle distribution function. In this work, we use realistic pulsar plasma parameters obtained from observational constraints to explore the parameter space of NLSE for two representative distribution functions, df, of particles momenta, Lorentzian, long-tailed, and Gaussian, short-tailed. The choice of df critically affects the value of s, q, which, in turn, determines whether solitons can form. Numerical simulations show that well-formed solitons are obtained only for small values of s, q, is less than or equal to 0.1 while for moderate and higher values of s, q, is greater than or equal to 0.5 soliton formation is suppressed. Small values for s, q, approximately 0.1 are readily obtained for long-tailed df for a wide range of plasma temperatures. On the other hand, short-tailed df provides these values only for some narrow range of plasma parameters. Thus, the presence of a prominent high-energy tail in the particle df favors soliton formation for a wide range of plasma parameters. Besides pair plasma, we also include an ion-ion component and find that they make a negligible contribution in either modifying the NLSE coefficients or contributing to charge separation. This was pulsar radio emission mechanism 2. On the origin of relativistic Langmuir solitons in pulsar plasma, by S.K. Minhajur Rahman et al.